And welcome back. I'm Ian Masterson. This is Background Briefing from Capitol Hill today in Washington, D.C. And joining us now is Cy Lazarus, who is with the Constitutional Accountability Center. Welcome to Background Briefing, Cy Lazarus.
Nice to be here.
And what's the Constitutional Accountability Center's role in trying to implement the Affordable Care Act, given the Supreme Court has basically made its ruling? It was a mixed blessing. Clearly, the core of Obamacare survived. But the fact that they allowed the decisions allowed the states to do what they're doing now, I think, has had terrible ramifications. It's quite manifest. I'm from the state of California, where Affordable Care Act is being implemented with enthusiasm and efficiency. But in places like Texas, it's dead on arrival. So let's talk about the Supreme Court's decision. What's your feelings about it?
Well, first of all, on your first question about what's the Constitutional Accountability Center's role, our role has been to stress that the Constitution, as written, and the vision of the framers strongly supported the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act and of strong humanitarian measures taken by the federal government. Contrary to what the right constantly says, the framers did not imagine a small government constitution in a blinkered fashion. They actually wanted an effective federal government. That was probably the most important objective they had when they wanted to junk the Articles of Confederation and create the government that we now have. So that's what our role has been. You're asking what my view of the Supreme Court's decision a year and a half ago. You're right, it was a mixed blessing. Certainly, the blessings were mainly positive, namely the Affordable Care Act was almost entirely upheld. There were definitely some gestures in the direction of, I would say, libertarian misconceptions about limitations on federal authority that are sprinkled through the decision, the majority decision, and particularly in the incredibly virulent right-wing dissent of four justices, who are four justices and therefore need only one more to be a majority. All those things are matters for ongoing concern. But basically, the act is constitutional, and we won.
So what is then the explanation for the rejection of it by other states? I mean, in terms of what is their constitutional legal basis? Are they basically, is this a states' rights argument?
Well, there are two parts of this. First of all, the Affordable Care Act is seeking to expand the number of people who are covered by insurance through two means. One is by enabling sort of lower lower income people, middle lower income people, to get cheaper and better opportunities for insurance on exchanges, which are marketplaces in the states, so they can have the same ability to pool their risks that people who work for large employers do. The act said the states should set up exchanges, but then it said that if they don't, the federal government will set up exchanges and operate the exchanges for them. So that's actually what's happening. The states the Republican reactionary states aren't doing anything to cooperate with the federal government to set these exchanges up, but they can be set up, and they will, and they are being set up. There's a limited degree to which the recalcitrant right in red states can frustrate the implementation of exchanges, at least if one of their legal challenges to the way it's being implemented don't succeed, which I don't think they will. With respect to Medicaid, unfortunately, the Supreme Court's decision does give states the practical ability to opt out of the Medicaid expansion, and red states have done that, and even purple states Republicans are in power in legislatures and state houses under pressure from their right wing have, incredibly enough, forced the state to reject the large federal funding that's available to aid the people who would be newly eligible for Medicaid. I think that is very unfortunate. And I think that over time it probably will end, because I think that people in the states will begin to see that their neighbors are getting benefits that they're not getting, and the political pressures will mount to change.
And again, I'm speaking with Cy Lathrus, who's with the Constitutional Accountability Center. So this country and its constitution is founded upon the principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So given those three, life, of course, is intimately involved with health care. That's health care keeps you alive. And the pursuit of happiness, you know, you can't pursue happiness if you're sick. So the third pillar, liberty, maybe that gives the opponent some traction, the libertarians, because they think that somehow big government is imposing on their right not to have health care, which is something that's hard to get your head around. But
just say one thing, you know, that's because they take an absurdly narrow definition of what liberty is. Liberty is not just a negative, don't leave me alone. If you don't have access to adequate health care, you don't effectively have liberty. So the fact is that providing health care, as the Affordable Care Act does, is actually a very significant boon to liberty for 99% of people who are not right-wing ideologues.
Well, I guess my point, Cy, is that you've got two out of three at the very least. So surely your side should be winning the argument.
Because we have two out of three. Yes, our side should be winning the argument. I completely agree with that.
And do you think?
In fact, I think we have three out of three.
Right. So do you think you will win the argument?
Well, we won the argument on the constitutionality of the law.
But what about in this election year?
Oh.
If the Republicans take over the Senate and maintain their majority in the House or even increase it, I think Affordable Care Act's in for a bad time, and President Obama will be a lame duck.
Yes, he will be. He still have veto power, and a Democratic minority in the Senate would have a lot of ability to block measures that would completely repeal or effectively gut the Affordable Care Act. And in addition to that, you know, important parts of the Affordable Care Act are actually popular. Large majorities think it's important to ensure that people with pre-existing medical conditions can get access to health care in both parties. There isn't a broad understanding that you can't really do that in an economical way and make health insurance affordable if there isn't some kind of mandate to ensure that that everyone is in it together. So I think if there are serious efforts to change this law, rationality may set in, and those efforts may have to get pushed back.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Cy Lathrus.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Cy Lathrus, who is with the Constitutional Accountability Center.